From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The California State Senate is attempting to circumvent a change in the federal tax overhaul that they say targets blue states. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports legislation would allow taxpayers to deduct state income taxes as charitable donations.
The federal tax change puts a $10,000 cap on state and local income tax deductions, particularly affecting higher income taxpayers in higher tax states. The Senate bill is either a novel idea or a ridiculous scheme to get around it, depending on who you ask.
Colleagues, this is not a dart, man. This whole bill is a missile.
Republican State Senator John Morlock.
Shooting at Washington, D.C., and it will not stand.
There is no missile that's been launched by California.
Democratic State Senator Mike McGuire.
We're simply reacting to the federal government, who has placed a target squarely on our back.
The bill creates a new charity that supports state programs. A taxpayer gives to the charity, gets a state credit that wipes out most state tax liability, and can still deduct the charitable contribution from their federal return. The measure passed 27-7 and now heads to the Assembly. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
The California Senate has approved a bill that would allow judges to send criminal defendants suffering from mental disorders to treatment instead of trial. Democratic Senator Jim Bell says a court could postpone the trial for a misdemeanor or nonviolent felony for up to 2 years with the consent of the defendant, and for felonies, the prosecutor.
We're spending billions of dollars on programs for mental illness. However, where we're spending that money is in the jails and prisons, not in the community, where it belongs and where we can be more effective in terms of helping people recover.
Defendants who complete treatment successfully would have their charges dismissed and public access to their arrest records restricted. The bill passed without opposition Tuesday and drew praise from many Republicans as well as Democrats. It now moves to the Assembly. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.